love a Monday. I really do. July 8th edition of The Morning Show. And we move from Chalk Fest into something happening the following week. Hard to keep up with everything, which is the Headwaters Music Festival. And that means I get to talk with people like Ted Petron, who's in studio with me. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. It is great to be here.
First, congratulations, Grandpa, on your first grandchild.
Yes. Probably the most beautiful girl in the world, but I'm not biased.
No, you're not biased at all, but congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Everybody healthy and everybody doing well.
They're doing great.
Fantastic.
And Grandma's going to wear out some tires.
I bet. And then you get to spoil them rotten.
That is correct.
Grandparents, you know.
That's my job now.
You're obliged to do that.
That's right.
Let's talk the music festival. We just talked Chalk Fest, which is this week. The following week, Headwaters Music Festival going on. And a lot of people looking forward to that. And great events happening there, too. And just music, music, music. And it's all free, just like Chalk Fest. It's all free.
It is. It's a great community thing. You know, we're not going to have the crowds of 5,000 people, which is kind of old guys like me. Just kind of.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, right there with you, buddy.
But we're going to. It's on the same plan as we have every year, but we change it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have the opportunity again for people if they want to come up and just sing.
Yeah.
On our Thursday night in the park at the music shelter.
Okay.
You know, before we said, oh, if you've got a group that wants to come in and play and whatever, you can come up on stage. Well, some people don't have five people.
You're right.
So now we've got a house band. Whiskey Creek is going to be our house band there. And if you come up and say, hey, do you know this song? And
they will probably know it.
Yes.
90% chance they're going to know what song you're talking about.
And if they have to wing it, they'll probably play it better than you ever would.
True. So it's a good arrangement.
It's an opportunity. If you're a singer, if you're a guitar player, mm-hmm. if you're a drummer or something, you can come up and you can play. It's easy. You come up and you just put your name in the schedule.
Mm-hmm. And that's something kind of relatively new too.
It is,
you know, a new setup or a new arrangement to it.
Correct. Okay. And we, you know, we're going to have the Friends of Dave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of his old band buddies are going to come back and they'll play a set or so or a couple songs. And
sure,
it's just a nice, it's a calm, it's an enjoyable, relaxed setting, and it's a lot of fun.
It's a good way to kick off a fantastic weekend of music.
It is, and we're kind of catching all the genres. We've got the senior moment.
Mm-hmm. Steve Warner. Doing that up.
Yeah, and we started it one year. We said, well, we've got a little extra time. It says, let's try this.
Yeah.
Well, we tried that, and he gets a great crowd. They love it.
Nobody does it better, because I've seen him perform, too.
Yes.
And he's got it down.
He plays to the crowd, mm-hmm. and they have a good time, and that's why we're there.
Absolutely.
They have a good time.
Yeah. Absolutely. So what else going on?
Well, we've got a few other things. I keep such great notes, you know, so I just took a picture of your poster outside.
That's fine.
We've got Senior Moment is going to kick things off.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that. Then Rick Fiedler.
Rick
is going to come and he's going to play. He's a one-man band, and he does a really nice job.
You bet he does.
I look at Rick, and I think of him as a coffee shop guy.
Uh-huh.
But he's a great musician, great voice. So he'll be fun. So that's our Thursday night. And then Friday, we've got Crocious and Crew scheduled.
All right. Tilly. So,
yeah. Tilford, you know, he's an institution.
Yeah, he is. He's a legend.
So we always bring him. Then we've got the Soggy Bottom Science Boys, local guys from the college.
Love that name.
Yeah. And they're going to come in and play. And they'll do the afternoon two shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got this new band. It's Billy D and the Crystals. Yeah, they're going to play. Yeah.
All hacks.
I got to make sure the tomatoes are ready in the garden.
I can't wait to get back and get things cranked up for that.
Yeah, so they'll come in, and that'll be on the street
mm-hmm.
in Wahpeton.
On Friday.
On Friday night.
Okay.
And then we got a little treat after them. You know, they're going to play from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then from 9 o'clock to 12, we've got Jeff Meyer. You might not have heard of him, or you may. He is a recording artist in California.
Mm-hmm. He's from here.
He just happened to be coming back for his high school reunion.
Well, imagine that.
Yeah, we snapped him up quick.
I got to make a few, because I want to get Jeff on air. I got to make a phone call or two and get him on air, too. We're going to be talking to him more about what we can expect from his show on Friday.
I think it'll be great. I, you know, he's not bringing his band from California. He's getting some buddies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're at that level, your buddies will just say, we'll have this done. Don't worry about it.
Absolutely. And that's Friday night as well.
That is Friday night. Yeah. And then we'll kick off Saturday with Jessica Stoppelworth. She's one of the teachers over at the high school.
Okay.
And their band is called Staff Infection.
Fantastic.
So they're going to start that afternoon off. And then the Flatlands will play after them with Lori Larson.
Okay.
Featuring. Then that evening, Whiskey Creek in the park over in Breckenridge.
Great lineup.
Yep. And then after that, we'll have the Great Outdoors. We'll come in and they'll close off
and kind of wrap it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Then Sunday we have a great group. It's called the Nate Froning Unit.
Okay.
And they're wonderful musicians.
Right.
And the background on them is they are from Teen Challenge. I don't know if you've heard of Teen Challenge before, mm-hmm. but it is for alcohol and substance abuse. And they go in there and they've got a facility in Alexandria. And these guys are all graduates. And they want to come in there and they're going to sing their great artists.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to give their testimony on what they went through, how they changed things. And it's a good experience and it's great to listen to it. And you count your blessings after you go to one of those and say, whew, life isn't so bad for me.
They're going
to
be in town on Sunday.
On Sunday, yeah.
Okay,
and that'll be at the Earth and Stage in the park.
Okay. Fantastic. Great lineup.
Yeah, so we're happy, we're excited.
You should be.
Yeah, and it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Hopefully we don't get the 100 degree again. Old guys like me don't like to sweat.
No, you and me both, and you know, we're all looking out for that, but I'll order you up some good weather for that too.
It'll be great. It'll be great. Besides that, if you know, it the posters are all over town.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have perfect weather.
Yes.
And it's going to be fun. We do have our food vendors. We're going to have people that can, we'll have 3-4 different types of food that you can have at each of the evening sessions. And, you know, the bars will be set up there. So if you want to have a cocktail or something or a pop, they'll be there too.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Ted, good to have you in here, my friend.
Bill, I appreciate the time.
Grandpa. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
We're talking Headwaters Music Festival. Got a lot going on, talking Chalk Fest, Headwaters Music Festival, and we're going to be doing that pretty much throughout the week, too. It's 928 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. A successful spraying season can be one of the star players of a bumper crop year. Sprayer maintenance is vital to making it as productive as possible. Matt Duffing, Application Product Manager for Ziegler Ag Equipment, talks about some of the daily tasks farmers should do to keep their sprayers in good condition.
One of the best things is the way you start off. Each morning, walk around your piece of equipment, address any issues that you can see, perform any routine maintenance that you know needs to be done. This can include greasing your machine, checking the tire pressure because that can fluctuate between hot and cold conditions at day and night. Look for leaks, bends, and twists in the machine plumbing, and check for leaking nozzles or plug nozzles because that can affect your spray patterns and your coverage. Make sure you clear out all the codes on your controller to make sure you have full operation, and calibrate your piece of equipment as necessary as you go along. When you're done, bring the product back into the tank and clean the booms out because this can help prevent your nozzles from plugging because the product can settle.
He talks about considerations in choosing the right tips and nozzles available for sprayers.
The first thing you want to do is understand the kind of crops you're going to spray, the chemical that you're going to spray, what rate you need to spray.